You're listening to SBS News.
A $5 billion fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts will be at the heart of the federal government's plan to tackle barren conditions over the next decade. The Future Drought Fund is intended to help primary producers, non-government organisations and communities prepare for and respond to the impact of droughts. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told SBS the fund will get an initial injection of almost $4 billion, then grow until the year 2028.
The Future Drought Fund starts at $3.9 billion. It assigns capital that has previously been in another fund, and it puts it to the purpose of drought. It'll build up to $5 billion, and each year we'll be able to draw down around $100 million from the earnings of that fund, which will go into drought resistance projects, drought resilience projects, water projects, things of that nature, which builds up our capacity to cope with future droughts.
The announcement comes as leaders and pastoralists have met in Canberra for a special national summit on the drought. It is a response to parts of Western Australia, South Australia, New South Wales and Victoria experiencing below average rainfall this year. The New South Wales government says about 98% of that state is in drought, with 10% in intense drought. Mr. Morrison says farmers are just looking for an extra boost and the federal government is trying to provide it.
Giving Australians in rural and regional areas confidence that the government is planning for the future, planning for future droughts, and I think that gives them confidence to plan for them themselves and make their own investments. We're doing that as a government, and I think that backs in what farmers do.
The coalition has also appointed former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce as its drought envoy, and Major General Stephen Day has been selected as the country's drought coordinator. The drought response was the Prime Minister's main focus in a wide-ranging sit-down interview with SBS. But the interview also comes amid intensifying calls to deal with the issue of children held in Australia's offshore detention centre on Nauru, and as Liberal MP Julia Banks publicly joins those calls. One in four of the children is reportedly suicidal. In a clear message to Labor, vocal crossbenchers and MPs within his own party, Mr. Morrison has hardened his stance against proposals to move the children.
You don't negotiate your borders. You don't do that. I mean, you don't get to negotiate with people smugglers. You have to have very clear and unambiguous policies. And this is the problem that often happens in this place. They don't understand that these issues are dealt with in very absolute terms.
Asked when the children would leave Nauru, Mr. Morrison says the government is working hard to do that. He says the government is also working hard at its relationship with China and Australia's near neighbours in the Pacific. Australia is deploying more warships to the South China Sea and working on military bases throughout the Pacific as it wrestles with China's growing power in the region. Mr. Morrison has outlined his view on the alliance with China.
We will work obviously constructively with China, as we always have. They're our biggest trading partner and will continue to be that. And our futures are very much intertwined in the region, and the future peace, stability and prosperity of all of our citizens very much depend, I think, on those productive relationships.
He says it is important everyone is kept in line.
We're about reducing tensions, not escalating them, and maintaining the dialogue.
Other foreign issues of discussion included Australian WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has been living inside Ecuador's embassy in London for over 6 years, but faces increasing difficulties. The Prime Minister says it is no priority to him what Mr. Assange does.
Well, Australian citizens can always expect to receive the support that Australian citizens are provided with. But people also have to take responsibility for their actions when they're abroad. And, we deal with this as members of parliament all the time. Often we find Australians overseas who can find themselves in a bit of difficulty. And, Australians aren't immune from the laws of the countries they're visiting, and they have to respect those laws.
And 2 months after becoming Prime Minister, Scott Morrison says he has no regrets about the Liberal bloodbath that led to his ascension. Questions over why the Liberal Party ousted former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have remained unanswered, and the Liberals suffered the biggest swing in history against them at the Wentworth by-election to replace him. But Mr. Morrison says he has done what he thought was appropriate under the circumstances.
Leaders always step up regardless of the circumstances, and leadership requires you to do that without guarantees about the future.
The Prime Minister says he does not plan on becoming one of Australia's shortest-serving leaders as the coalition looks to the next federal election due by May. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.